The Justice Department and lawyers for Donald Trump have made their proposals over how to review government documents seized at Mar-a-Lago. They disagree on a lot. In court documents filed last night, both parties submitted names for who they would like to see oversee the process and how that person would work. NPR's Deepa Shivaram joins us now. Deepa, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, good morning.
What does this newest round of documents say?
So both parties here, the Department of Justice and Trump's legal team, had until midnight last night to provide a list of people that they would approve of to serve as special master. And just a quick refresher on that, a special master is a third-party person appointed by the court who serves as an independent reviewer of material when there's privileged information at stake. So things Trump might have to keep private. Trump's lawyers provided two names, Raymond Deary, a former chief judge for the Eastern District of New York, who was appointed by President Reagan, and Paul Huck, who is the former deputy attorney general for the state of Florida. And the DOJ, for their part, has recommended two others, Barbara Jones, a former judge of the Southern District of New York, who has served as a special master before. She was appointed by Bill Clinton, and Thomas Griffith, a former federal judge who was appointed by George W. Bush. And then also in the documents filed last night are the different approaches that both parties want when it comes to how the special master would conduct their job.
What are those differences?
So the DOJ, for example, doesn't want the special master to have access to classified documents, while Trump's legal team says that they should. They also disagree on the timeline here. The government says that the special master review should be done by October 12th, and Trump's team says that they need 90 days. And then when it comes to payment, the government says the cost should go to Trump since he requested a special master in the first place. Trump, though, says the cost should be split between the two parties.
Deepa, how does a special master getting involved affect the DOJ's investigation into the larger scheme of things?
Yeah, it's hard to say. There are legal experts who have said that this is a strategic move by Trump to delay the process of the investigation and draw it out as long as possible while trying to label the DOJ as politically motivated. But there are also legal experts who have said, you know, having a special master is just a procedural bump in the road here. The problem, though, is that the judge's decision to allow a special master earlier this week was vaguely worded. She said the intelligence investigation into the security concerns of the documents Trump was holding could proceed, but that the FBI's criminal investigation would have to essentially pause until a special master finished reviewing the material. But the intelligence community has said that Cannon's wording, that was the judge, was unclear, so they've stopped their investigation. They said the two are basically so intertwined that the judge's ruling has impacted them both. So there's a significant pause on this. And that's why the Justice Department has appealed that judge's order to appoint a special master, and that process is still pending.
Now that names for special master have been submitted, what happens next?
So the next deadline to keep in mind is Monday. That's when Trump's lawyers have until to respond to the DOJ's appeal from earlier this week. And on top of that, both parties have to submit their thoughts on each other's suggestions for a special master by Monday as well.
NPR's Deepa Shivaram, thanks so much.
Thank you.